Come on, say we need to wipe off the dust from my Bible. You have it, Hampton?
Yes, sir.
Would you read it, please?
Yes, sir. Let your light so shine before men.
Let your light so shine before men. Now, I just previously read, for if our gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost. And then, so we that are not lost, are commanded to let our light shine. For what reason?
That
men might see our good works and glorify God,
which is in heaven.
Is that biblical?
It's right there. That's it.
Huh? Is that biblical?
It's right there.
Colossians talks about the hope of glory. So it's a light that shines
in us
that men might see
God
in us.
Yes.
What was the title of this message?
Find the light and follow it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, see, but Pastor, I don't see quite well. I can't see the way. I don't know the way. I don't know what God is saying right now. Go to Isaiah 50:10-11. We're going to go back to 2 Corinthians. We're going to try to rightly divide the word. Sometimes you need the Old Testament to bring to light the New Testament. Is that all right?
It's all right.
Never think you know more than God. Your light is kind of dim when you think you know more than God. Amen. Or we know more than God. I'm going to include me as well. You know what God said to me this morning? And I'm going to go back to you, Hinton. You hold that thought, Isaiah 50, verse 10. Elder Johnson, he told me in Psalm Isaiah 66, 1 and 2. That really jumped out of the page this morning. But he said, heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. So I looked up the dictionary to see what footstool was. One that you prop your feet up and stand on. Now, God will be good enough to us. You better catch this one. Not you, Sister Price, but the body of those who walking in pride. Now, you were already on the ground, but he would just elevate us from off the ground. He said, but remember, heaven is my throne. Earth is mine. I'll let you be raised up to walk in my authority. But don't you forget, heaven is my throne. And if you further read that chapter, if you don't believe, you're thinking I'm taking it out of context, he said, I'm dear them that are with a humble and a contrite.
That's right. Spirit. Yes, sir.
He exalt people that are humble. And you can be so prideful that God stops speaking to you. And the sad part about it, like we talked about last week, we don't know it.
We're the last to know. Yes, sir.
Before you go to Isaiah 50:10 and 11, go to Proverbs 11:1 and see what that says. Y'all get something out of this?
Yes,
you want to know the deep things of God? You got to get intimate with him. You can't show up on Sunday morning and try to impress people.
Oh, say it,
You need to talk to the master.
Yes, sir.
You want to be have some weight?
Yes, sir.
He said, for our light affliction.
Yes, sir.
But for what?
A moment,
which work of a far more exceeding weight of glory.
Yes, sir.
Eternal weight of glory. You want to just become heavyweight? Hang out with God. Sidebar. That's just a sidebar. Praise him. I feel good this morning. In my sanctified soul. I got hope.
Yes, sir.
That what I haven't seen will manifest itself. Because I'm in him. And in him I live. I move. And I have my being.
Yes, sir.
You can't heal me. You can't pay my paycheck. You can't even pay my light bill. So why should I put my trust in somebody that can't help me? I ain't mad with nobody, but we spend too much time trying to impress somebody that can't help us. Jesus said to the woman, minister here, after they had scorned her, the woman that was caught in adultery, after the elders, wanted to stone her, wanted to judge her. And Jesus wanted all them to do is be there and represent him. But he had to send them away. And after the 12th verse in that same chapter, John 8, he said, Jesus answered unto them, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light. There's that light again. There's that photos. Light of the world. The light of life. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
What's the thought today?
I am the light.
Now go to verse 10 and 11 in chapter 50 of Isaiah, please.
Who is among you that feareth the Lord?
Now, this is talking about saved folk now. That's why I had to do all that, bring that all together. He's talking about saints. Who among you that feareth the Lord? And what?
That obeyeth the voice of his servant.
That obeyeth the voice of his servant.
That walketh in darkness.
Wow. You mean tell me I could be saved and walk in darkness? Yes, you can. Hold that. Put a pin there. 2 Peter, 1st chapter, verses 1 through 10. Or we going somewhere? Y'all getting something out of this? I ain't running too fast, am I? Okay. Enter.
Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ,
yes.
To them that have obtained like precious faith,
yes.
With us through the righteousness of God,
through the righteousness of God,
and of our Savior Jesus Christ,
read.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you,
yes.
Through the knowledge of God,
through the knowledge of God,
and of our Jesus our Lord,
yes.
According as his divine power.
Yes.
Have given unto us all things.
God had, listen, look at me just for 1 minute. I know you're studying now, you're reading, you're hearing what I'm saying. But God has given all the saints all things that pertain to life and godliness. God, not man, God, not your pastor, God, not your elder, God, not the minister, God, not your best friend, but God.
That's right. God
has given us all things. What's all things?
All things
that pertaineth to life and godliness. Is that in there? Read, son.
Through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue.
See, through the knowledge of him that I might know him. I can't discern or know what I have that God has given me if I don't become intimate with him. That's why God keep us single sometimes, so we can't be diverted. He needs our full attention until we become so intimate that when we bring that partner along, amen, we don't want nothing but the best. And if you ain't hanging out with Jesus, hey, keep on stepping. But I got to get your attention. It's good. Read, man of God.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
Yes.
That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
What are these? Read.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Mm-hmm. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue.
Add. Isn't that a beautiful word? What you got, not quite enough. You got the light, but you need to increase your light. So if you need to increase your light, you need to add to what, Hinton?
Your faith virtue.
Add to your faith virtue.
And to virtue, knowledge.
Knowledge. And to knowledge?
Temperance. And to temperance.
Oh, God, temperance. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father. Self-control. I need self-control. Let me go in some of the married folk houses. Oh, yes, sir. Keep on, man. I might count, but I ain't going to try it today. I'm doing a good job. Go ahead here to read.
And to temperance, patience.
Patience.
And to patience, godliness.
Godliness.
And to godliness, brotherly kindness.
Brotherly kindness. Sisterly kindness. Brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness. Sisterly kindness. Kindness toward your brother. Kindness toward your sister. No ill repute about anybody. Please, saints of God, whatever type you wear, stop always judging people.
Good, sir.
Stop always what God should do to them. He ain't took breath out of you yet.
It's good, sir.
Stop judging people. If they don't know, it's because the gospel has been hid from them. Mm. But now he's dealing with the church.
Yes, sir.
We need to increase. We need to add, read.
And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you.
This is what I love. This part, David. If these things be in you and, now he already asked you to add it, but he wants you to add. He said, if those things we just finished discussing be in you and abound, mm-hmm. Don't that mean the overflow?
Yes.
Yeah. All you school teachers, is that right? Don't abound mean to overflow?
Yes.
So if you already add it and then you abound in it, you add it some more. You don't stop adding brotherly kindness, temperance, patience, faith, charity. See, you add that. And he said, if these things be in you and abound, what did he say, Hinton?
They make you that ye shall never be barren.
See, they make you say, Sister Paul, you'll never be without. Without what? Godliness and all things that pertain to life.
And godliness.
And godliness. If y'all putting it together?
Yes, sir.
He said, now, if you do these things, if you add those divine natures that is of me, he said, you will never be without.
Amen.
Without what? Everything that pertaineth to life and godliness.
That's right.
Why are we lacking in our walk with God? Why we don't have enough to pay our bills? Why we struggling? Why we haven't started walking in integrity? Sometimes, no, it's a way of life. Yeah. I just told you that. It's a way of life and godliness.
Yes.
I'm supposed to never look at Sister Green, Elder Green, and think negative of them.
Never.
And if that thought comes through my mind, I'm supposed to wipe it clean. It is not of God. I don't suppose to never play one against the other.
Amen.
With impure motives. Amen. I never got to Proverbs 11 and 1. Read it, son. It's good stuff, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
By the grace of God. Read.
A false balance.
A false balance is an abomination
to the Lord.
But there's that conjunction. Is but in there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, go ahead, read.
But a just weight.
But the just weight
is
his pleasure, mm-hmm. is his delight.
Yes, sir.
See? See, so God wants us to get that frame of mind. It's more than just positive thinking. Because if you do positive thinking, you'll do it in yourself. But if you do it God way, he'll give you the grace to overcome and do it all the time. Because you'll be in abounding in that. I'm just about finished. All right, now let's go back to Isaiah 50, 10 and 11, please. And I'm just about finished.
Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant,
mm-hmm.
that walketh in darkness
mm-hmm.
and have no light?
Have no light.
Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, all ye that kindle a fire,
mm-hmm.
that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire
mm-hmm.
and in the sparks that ye have kindled.
Even when we don't know what God is saying, even if we don't know where he's taking us, even if we don't understand why we're in, what we're in, he said, just walk in the little bit of understanding you
right.
got and trust me.
That's it.
He said, and just trust me. He said, because I'll keep you in perfect peace
Amen.
If your mind that's connected to my word be stayed. It's an ED on that.
Right.
Be stayed on him. Then he said, blessed, fully satisfied, or complete in him is the man that trusted in him. So when you don't know what to do, you pray, and then you believe God that if you open this Bible, you got to open it. You got to open it. If your battery run out on your iPod, if it run out on your tablet, there's a word called the Holy Writ. You got to open it. And he will talk to you. Why? Because you are the light of the world. I am the light of the world. That's why Jesus told the woman that everybody else was condemning her. He didn't eat. He ate right. all of them.
That's right.
I guess he was saying, dirt beget dirt.
Mm-hmm.
When he started writing down on the ground, he just ate. And said, you without sin. We God will forgive us today, and all of a sudden, we just forgot what he forgave us for. And we'll start pointing the finger at Pastor Hinton.
My.
And wonder why God won't bless you. Because you ain't learned the secret that we were all were made in his image.
Wow.
And when you speak against a negative thought against somebody, which is probably wrong in the first place, I'm closing. What's the title of this message?
Find the light and follow.
Now we're going to just about close. Go back to 2 Corinthians 4 and where you picked off at. If this gospel, if our gospel, I like how God say he personalizes. I think it's in that.
It is.
He said, if our gospel be here. Is that in there?
It's in there.
It is here from them that are
lost.
You see, saints of God, the reason why, I'll be careful how I say this. You fall in love with the Lord when you start trusting him for everything. You can't just trust him for that. So Johnson, talk to him, would you? You got to trust him. You can't go through a marital situation and just want God for that. Quick fix. He don't pass out trophies. He passes out crowns. You earn the crown.
That's good.
Trophies are given for those who had talent. Guess who gave you the talent? But you got to earn the crown. Paul said, I fought a good fight. He had to fight. He said, there now there's a crown of life. See, God wants us to understand we are the light. We are the light that's sitting on a hill,
yes,
which cannot be hidden. We can't be hidden. We can't have a bad day. We can't confess that we have a bad day.
That's good.
That's an excuse.
Yeah.
I can't go, Sister Butterbean, I had a bad day. I won't be in the right spirit. So she's supposed to suffer because you ain't in the right spirit. Lou ain't treated me right today. He done messed my whole day. I can't go win no souls today because Lou gave me a bad day. Fool on you and Lou. See what y'all feel about it? People need the Lord. And we are the light.
We are.
Give me some soft music, man. We are the light. There is no other light. Put your flesh on hold for a minute and seek down into this word. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Don't stop trusting in him. Just because you got some knowledge, don't stop seeking him.
Yes, sir.
I love him because he first loved me and I found out that he loved me and I ain't never been the same.
Yes, sir.
I'm always that son. I ain't gonna never leave you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Storms are raged, but I ain't gonna leave you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, those that fear me shall not lack any good thing. We got to get the devil, we got to get him out of our life and start confessing. We just can't sing it. We got to believe it. I am the head. And Isaiah said all lying prophets is the tail, and we the head. Glory to God. Lord, this is good. I'm going to stop, Lord, because I feel the anointing lifted. But if our gospel be here, read Hinton, and we're going to start it, there again.
But if our gospel be hid,
yes,
it is hid to them that are lost.
Yes.
in whom the god of this world
yes.
have blinded the minds of them
yes.
which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel.
Unless, now, long as the devil has blinded their eyes with lies and they don't want to come to the light, then they're blind. But if there's a turnaround in their mind, read.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Yes.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord,
yes.
and ourselves your servants.
We don't preach ourselves, but we preach Christ Jesus the Lord. Not a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a God, but an all-sufficient God. I need him all the time. I need him every day. I look back at Mother Moses and I say, my God, Mother Moses looking younger by the day. Don't she look good?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because her hope is in God.
Amen.
Moses said, God, let me see your glory. I want to know you're going with me. He said, I beseech you. That's in Exodus 33. I beg you, don't send me with a bunch of.
That's right. You don't go home.
Stiff-necked folk, you know, already told me they're hard-headed. And you won't be, you done told my angel going before me, but I want you to go before me, God. You dispatch your angels with them, but I want to see you. I don't tolerate these people too long. I got to know not only if you go, but who you gonna sit with me. Show me your glory. It's a son. Nobody see me face to face and live.
That's right.
He said, but my goodness gonna go before you. My loving kindness gonna go ahead of you. And he said, but I'm gonna let you see my back parts. He said, but even seeing my back part, I'm gonna have to hide you in the rock in between a cliff.
Yes, sir.
Edible shot. Bible says, now Moses had just a taste of something that passed away in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Go there, son. Talking about this light, y'all. We got so much going on, it's amazing we don't even take advantage of who we are in Christ Jesus. Go just read real quick. Beginning at verse 1.
Okay. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you,
yes.
or letters of commendation from you?
Yes.
Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts.
Look at your neighbor and say, you the light.
You the light.
You the word.
You the word.
Read.
Known and read of all men.
Known and read of what? All men. Read.
For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink,
yes.
but with the Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
Not in tables of stone.
Not in tables of stone. Read.
But in fleshly tables of the heart.
But in fleshly tables of the heart. Talking about that heart this past week. Talking about that mind. Read.
And such trust have we through Christ to God.
Yes.
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves.
We're not sufficient of ourselves.
To think anything as of ourselves.
Read.
But our sufficiency is of God.
Everything we are come from God. Read.
Who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament.
He made us what? Able what?
Ministers.
We got all the grace we need to do what God called us to do. He's made us able ministers. And God says in Timothy somewhere, I believe it is, he said, you know, as you minister according to the grace that has been given unto you of the oracles of God. Thank you, 2 Peter or Timothy. Read, son.
Not of the letter, but of the spirit.
See, not of the, now the old, now the law, when Moses went up on the Mount Sinai to write the tablets that he written the Ten Commandments, that stuff passed away. That was a law just bringing you to the understanding that you sin. He said just acknowledge that because your conscience already know you sin when you do right or wrong. He said, but I want you to be without excuse. I'm going to write it there so you can know where you come short. Read.
For the letter killeth.
The letter killeth. In other words, if God would judge us according to what we said, we wouldn't be nobody left in here.
That's right.
We'd be all be graveyard dead.
That's right.
Read.
But the Spirit giveth life.
The Spirit of God giveth what?
Life.
It breathes on us. It gives us hope. It leads us where we don't know where we're going, but you lead me, God. I just want you to know if you lead me. That's what Moses was saying. I want to walk in the light. Read.
But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel...
If when Moses came off of Mount Sinai, friend, he had to put a veil over his head because had the people seen the glory of God, once he had got in the presence of God, it would have killed them. They wouldn't have been able to stand the light. He said, now, this that's passed away was glorious in my sight. How much more we that have the Holy Spirit possess the glory of God within us. That's why the devil want to keep us ignorant, want to keep us blind, want to keep us empty, want to keep us looking at one another. But if we ever get a glimpse of who we are,
so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away.
Done away with. Read.
How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
Read, son.
For if the ministration of condemnation be glorious.
See, all the law did was condemn us. Read.
Much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away with was glorious.
If that was what was done away is glorious. Read.
Much more that which remaineth is glorious.
Everything that's in you and I just reveal the glory of God. That's why Paul said, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall reveal in us. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, for this earthen vessel that we have of the glory of God, the treasure that we have, he's in us. Jump down to, for the sake of time, jump down to 13.
And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded.
Their mind was blinded. The Jewish nation as a whole has been blinded that the Gentile nation, you and I that's sitting up under this word, has been engrafted in. So God allowed them to be blinded that we might be grafted in. For he came unto his own, but his own what? But as many as received him, to them gave he the authority to become what? The Son of God. Even to them that we taught and bring Jesus that believe on his name.
Yes.
Because we got the light in us. Read in conclusion, sir.
For until this day,
yes,
remaineth the same veil.
Same veil. The Jewish nation is still blind for our sake. in this church age. That's why he got a plan. After the church is taken up, he's going to send 144,000 to go and witness to the Jewish nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Read.
Untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day,
to this day, they still blind. Read.
When Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart.
They still don't understand the revelation of Jesus Christ. Read.
Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord.
When that nation shall turn back to the Lord as a nation. Read.
The veil shall be taken away.
The veil shall be taken away. Read.
Now the Lord is that spirit.
Wow. Now the Lord that lives in us. That lives in us. Mm-hmm. That lives in us. You won't die, but you'll live and declare
the works of the Lord.
The works of the Lord. But you got to believe that. That's the problem with the saints. We don't believe that. Some of y'all won't believe that God is going to manifest his glory through me in walking again. You won't believe it till you see it. You're supposed to believe it before you see it. Because it's what he said. Because it's our covenant.
Yes, sir.
But he loved us so much even in our foolishness. Just like he told Jesus, God, when Lazarus was being raised up from the dead, he said, look, I thank thee, O Father, because I know every time I pray, you hear my voice. He said, but for the folk that's around me that don't believe, do it for them. Man, after 38 years, we don't believe. We might well tell the truth. Some of us just don't believe it. And that's okay with God. You know, he just gonna die for all of us. Man, if you had been a sinner like me, and if you had ever had the light come to you like it visited me, you wouldn't doubt God couldn't do anything. So I ain't trying to compare you with me, but when I got saved, I got saved. Ain't no ands, buts, doubts about it. I got saved. Yeah, I like that. Sure enough saved. Ain't never done nothing else for me. I got saved.
No, that's right.
I'm going to stop. But the Spirit of the Lord is that Spirit. And so we go from faith to faith, glory to glory. Even so is the Spirit of God. Read your Bible this week. Take time with God. Let him shine you up. The Bible says wisdom causes your face to shine. That's in the Bible. Ecclesiastes 5, I think it is. Say wisdom causes your face to shine. Folk ought to see you coming. Something different about them. There's a glow. Because you've been in the presence of